We're talking today with Neil Junkie, who's president of North Star Agri Industries, and we're in Enid today with Neil. And tell me, first of all, tell our folks a little bit, first of all, about who and what North Star is.
North Star Agri Industries is a company developed to grow along with the canola industry in the United States. We started business in 2006. I'm one of the founding six board members who invested in the company and led the development of our plant in northwestern Minnesota.
So you were actually working, obviously, in that spring canola area. What interested you? What drew you to the canola business?
The canola business, originally, what we were drawn to was the strength and growth potential in the U.S. market. Canola is the healthiest vegetable oil in the market. It has the lowest saturated fat content. It has the right ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids. It's just extremely healthy component in the U.S. diet. And we saw that driving increased adoption levels and utilization levels in the U.S. food industry. So the growth opportunity on the product side, the demand growth created an opportunity for us to build a canola crush plant in northwestern Minnesota to benefit the local and regional farmers there and also provide an excellent investment opportunity for local investors.
Now, tell me a little bit about your facility there in northwest Minnesota.
The plant we have in Kitson County was designed at 1,000 U.S. tons per day capacity. It's a modern, state-of-the-art crush plant with solvent extraction and an integrated refinery. So we plan to crush on an annual basis 345,000 tons of canola, and we produce refined canola oil suitable to go in a bottle on a store shelf, and a 38% protein canola meal is the main byproduct.
You indicated that you're very close to Canada, you're very close to North Dakota. What is your trade territory that you're using as far as your farm folks that you're working with to draw your canola in?
Well, we draw a majority of the canola from North Dakota, as far west as about 120 to 150 miles west. This last year, there was 1.5 million acres of canola in North Dakota, and the highest concentration of those acres is in Cavalier County, which is just 45 miles west of our facility. We also draw canola as far north as Winnipeg, Canada, about 90 miles north of our facility, and we are working to redevelop the acres in Minnesota. The northwestern corner of Minnesota historically has had as much as 250,000 acres of canola. That level has dropped off in recent years, and now with the plant located there, we see those acres growing back to that level.
What that would be a couple of 100,000 acres, 250,000 acres potential that you could be actually pulling canola from?
Yes, absolutely. 345,000 tons. Typically, canola yields between three quarters and one ton per acre. So we need 500,000 acres in our region to support the plant.
So tell me a little bit. Obviously, you're here in Enid today. You're talking about the establishment of a plant here in winter canola country. What's the interest further south?
Well, the interest in southern Great Plains is the growth potential. We see canola as an excellent agronomic fit for the dryland wheat farmer to provide a rotation crop. It's profitable in its own right. The last 3 years has returned a higher net return per acre on an average basis to the grower than wheat. It also improves wheat yields and has the potential to help the Oklahoma wheat farmer clean up their grassy weeds and other issues. It breaks up disease cycle. It has a tap root, so it can break up hard pan. It's just an excellent agronomic fit. And the potential is there if canola is adopted at the levels that OSU recommends for a 1.6 million acre potential. So as we studied the national trends and the growth opportunities, we identified the Southern Great Plains as the next step of development for our company to build a second plant.
And you're looking, obviously, right here in Enid. What's the attraction to Enid?
Well, Enid is centrally located in the region where canola is grown and will be grown. It has excellent surface transportation assets with both the UP and the BN rail. It has it's a community large enough to have the utilities requirements to support our plant, and we've been welcomed with open arms by the city of Enid to help us develop this important project.
Tell me a little bit about, now obviously you're marketing as you basically said, a shelf-ready canola oil product. What sort of a market is out there? Do you see the ability to sell all that you can produce?
Absolutely. Selling canola oil into the U.S. market is not difficult. It's in demand. It's a very versatile oil. It can be used in everything from deep fat frying to salad oils to shortenings. It is used in all of those areas. We have developed at our plant, from our plant in Hallock, Minnesota, we have a customer list over 35 national food companies. We're selling by tanker truck and tanker rail car all across the nation already. We have a marketing partnership with Land O'Lakes Purina Feeds, a subsidiary of a Minnesota co-op, a dairy co-op. They market both of our oil and our meal from the Hallock plant. So selling the products is not difficult.
The meal's gone pretty easily as well.
Absolutely. The meal, we sell meal there again nationwide. Primarily, our footprint from the Hallock plant goes to the Northeast and Minnesota and Wisconsin dairies. And so that's another, from a market perspective, the Oklahoma location is very complementary to our footprint in Minnesota.
What's the game plan that you're looking at right now for North Star as you try to come in and do all the things that you need to do to get this plant up and running?
Well, the game plan... we're currently working on a timeline that would allow us to break ground on the plant around about October 1st, 2013. We see all of the permitting and different aspects of development coming together to enable that sort of a groundbreaking. Now, it'll take us about 18 months to build the plant. The plant will come online just prior to the 2015 crop, which is harvested in June in the Southern Plains. So in the meantime, what we intend to do, obviously we're reaching out to elevators and farmers. We're participating in the regional meetings, farm meetings that are being held. Our agronomy services manager, Jay Bierke, is a speaker at the farm show here in Enid over the weekend. And in addition to that, we also have a unique opportunity to source canola from this region, even to be crushed in our Minnesota plant. We are the only crush plant with a single-line rail connection to this region, and so we've sourced some canola from Enid last year in June, July. The plant ran well with the canola. We were very happy with the quality, and so we plan to expand on our local our regional sourcing program to buy canola June, July, and crush it in our plant in Minnesota.
So doing that probably in 13 and in 14 then?
Absolutely. We'll have a bid on the street very soon for this 13 crop and the 14 crop.
What, you know, you've had a chance to handle it a little bit. What's the difference between a spring canola and a winter canola? Are there many differences?
From a product functionality standpoint, no. The primary difference, though, is winter canola tends to be a little bit lower in oil content, similar to winter wheat being lower in protein than spring wheat. And so we typically, from North Dakota, Minnesota, Canadian canola, we see 43 to 44% oil. The canola that we sourced last year from Oklahoma was about 39 to 40% oil. And so it does need to be priced a little differently. The value component in canola is the oil, and as such, being a little bit lower oil content crop will carry a little bit lower market price.
Thank you, Neil. Neil Junkie, who's President Chief Operating Officer of North Star Agri Industries, talking about the latest plans that his company has to build a canola processing plant just on the east side of Enid, Oklahoma. The plant potentially could actually take canola from up to 800,000 acres here in the Southern Great Plains. They hope to be up and running by harvest time 2015. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.